Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Joe Knight. Joe Knight's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is one of the co-founders of the Business Literacy Institute, the co-author of Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs. He is an entrepreneur himself, because he's got two or three different businesses that are doing very well. And he's a very prolific writer and thinker about things that you and I need to know about, including something that he's been working on quite a bit lately that you and I think of as project management. He's talking to us about that today. Joe Knight, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Great to be on with you.
Good to have you back, as always. Project management. Now, you know, small business owners, most of the time, don't think about project management in the same way that a big company does. And the reason is they don't make as big a deal out of a project. You know what I mean? They don't give it a name. They don't have it assign it a VP and all that. They just kind of do it. But still, the discipline, the techniques. You know, we could use a little help with that. Can you help us?
Absolutely. You know, Jim, one of the things I've learned, the main business that I work with when I'm not out speaking and training on finance through financial intelligence is I run a business that's a project-based business. And one of the things I learned when I got involved with two engineers as partners is that the way we look at projects from an accounting standpoint, the GAAP accounting for projects is you look at how much you spent on a project and look at your total budget and you count mm-hmm. that as revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And you think you think you're really profitable. So if you spent $500,000 on a $1 million budget, you think you've earned half the revenue on that project, and you think you're rich. And a lot of contractors and small businesses that do projects for a living, their accountant tells them they're making money just because they bought all the material,
mm-hmm.
and that's part of the cost. And these engineers I got involved with, they said, we don't think you've earned that much when you bought the material in terms of profit. You need to actually get the work done.
Mm-hmm.
So we developed a system where you can track your progress on a project based on work only. And it's been a very important thing for a lot of small businesses that have learned our system and used it, because they look at progress not the way accountants do, but the way you do when you actually do the work. And so it changes the metrics for project management. And we work with bankers, and we work with a lot of people that see this kind of thing, and they say, this is a lot better than just doing this typical GAAP accounting.
Mm-hmm.
People get into a lot of trouble when they think that they've made a lot of money on a project, only to find out when they get 75% done that they got a lot more work to do and they didn't make any money. And
right.
then there's a scramble.
It's basically counting your chickens, isn't it? And
exactly.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. So talk to us about how you get people to convert over to this new system.
Well, it's really a pretty simple system. We call this I like to use the term a walking dead company. What happens with a lot of big project small companies that run big projects is they get a big down payment and they start the work. Let's say they're doing a large building. And so what happens is they buy all the material, they get the drawings, and they start the construction. And so what happens is their accountant comes in and says, okay, well you spent, $700,000 on the materials, and you've got a bunch of labor in it. You spent $1 million on this building. Your total budget is $2 million. So you're 50% done. And since it's a $3 million project, you've made $1.5 million. And that means you spent $1 million, you've made half your
revenue. Why would an accountant come to a business owner and say that to them?
That's how GAAP accounting's written.
That's not reality. That's accounting. That's not the real world. It sure isn't cash and performance, is it?
No, it's not. And so what happens is that business owner goes out and thinks he made $500,000 and goes out and buys a new truck and
I've seen it happen many times.
Oh, absolutely. And then what happens is they find out that instead of $2 million to finish that project, it's going to cost them $3 million to finish a $3 million project.
Yeah.
They've already spent this fictitious profit that their accountant told them they had, and they're in deep trouble.
Mm-hmm.
In our system, what you do is you only count progress on your project as you perform labor. So instead of counting progress by cost, you count progress by labor hours.
Mm-hmm.
So you say, you know what, I've got 4,000 hours to complete this project. I've only spent 1,000, and it looks like I need 5,000 to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at labor, you can get a better handle on where you are
right.
actually doing the work.
Right.
And you have a better handle on if you're behind.
Mm-hmm.
And we find that you're able to understand that you've got challenges when, if you're just counting material purchase, you think you're way ahead of the game just
right.
because you bought a bunch of material.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to come back and talk a little more about project management with our good friend Joe Knight. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
At least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.